And so, blessed people, welcome to our Monday evening service.
欢迎你们来到我们星期一晚间礼拜.
We are trying to go through and finish up with this first part of the restoration of the altar of the Lord.
我们要努力的要结束有关这主讲台要更换的信息的
In the book of Revelation, chapter 14, we saw.
我们启示录十四章看过
From verse 6.
启示录十四的
Then I saw another angel flying in mid-air.
六节,
and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth.
他有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人。
So you see, the angel is flying.
因此你看,
and he is announcing the gospel to the entire earth.
他在宣布着这个永远的福音向整个地球。
So the Lord is saying that the gospel that ought to be preached at his pulpit, at his altar, is a global gospel, ought to be resonating to the ends of the earth.
因此主要在这强调的就是在主的讲台传出去的永远的福音应该要面向整个世界所有的地球的所有的角落
To every nation, tribe, language and people
面向各国各族各方各民
He said in a loud voice
他大声说
Fear God
应当敬畏神,
and give him glory
将荣耀归给他,
because the hour of his judgment has come. Fear God and give him glory because the hour of his judgment has come. So these are the components, these are the constituents, the constitution of the gospel, the eternal gospel of the Lord. And he said, worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the spring of water.
应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的
That only the eternal creator is worthy of your worship, worthy of our worship.
只有那一位永远的创造者配得受到我们的敬拜.
And he says,
然后他说,
A second angel followed by, followed him,
又有第二位天使接着说叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒了巴比伦大增倾倒
that is being raised here? Who is Babylon? What does it mean that she has fallen?
因此我们以这永远的福音对此的知识为基础，也要知道一下什么才叫做巴比伦，什么才叫做要灭亡的巴比伦。巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了，这是什么意思呢？
You can see that the maddening wine. What is the maddening wine of Babylon?
并且巴比伦叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒是什么意思呢？
What are her fornications, her adulteries?
她的邪淫是什么意思？
If we have time, we'll be able to go through all this.
如果我们有时间，我们都要查看这内容。
That is very clearly that a third angel followed them.
又有第三位天使接着他们。
Said in a loud voice.
大声说
If anyone worships the beast,
若有人拜兽
and his image,
和兽像
and receive this mark on their forehead,
在额上或在手上受了印记
on their hand,
受了印记
they too will drink the wine of God's fury. It's important to know what is the wine of God's fury.
这人也必喝神大怒的酒持久真在神愤怒的杯中全依不责
which is poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. What does it mean, the wine of God's fury being poured full strength without diluting?
就在神愤怒的杯里头全依不责的 这是个象征着暗示着什么内容呢？
So what does it mean to pour God's wrath, the wine of God's fury without diluting, full strength. What is the meaning of that?
就是神愤怒的杯中存一不杂，持久真在神愤怒的杯中存一不杂，是什么意思？
Okay, so she's saying everything else. I'm trying to break it down for Swahili, but Swahili are missing out on everything that I'm saying. What does it mean, the wine of God's fury undiluted, full strength?
这是存一不杂的神愤怒的这葡萄酒，这杯中。
What does it mean to be poured out into God's cup? What is the cup of God's wrath?
就是杯中倒满的这神的愤怒，存一不杂的，这是什么意思？
They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb.
他们要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦。
What is the torment in
burning sulfur? 在这个地狱的硫磺之中受痛苦是什么意思？
To be tormented in the presence of the holy angels of God. How will that work? How will that happen?
这圣洁的天使和羔羊面前受痛苦是怎么样的会出现的事情，怎么样的开展，怎么样的在羔羊面前受痛苦，这样的事情怎么样的会开展，就从中要传给你们的信息会是什么样的。
It says in verse 11, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever.
他们受痛苦的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
What does it mean, the smoke of their torment?
这是痛苦的烟，他们受痛苦的烟是什么意思？
Forever and ever. We know that that name forever and ever is only attributable to God's life.The way God lives forever and ever. So does it mean that for as long as God lives, that judgment will be eternal?
往上冒出来的这个烟是永永远远的。我们都知道这永永远远主要描述神的属性，神永远的属性的时候使用的词汇。因此只有神活着，那地狱的这个他们说痛苦的烟就是永远就是延迟持续下来的。
On the judgment in hell, in the lake of fire.
因此地狱的火湖里头的审判就是告诉我们的信息。
So saying then that there is an offense offending of the eternal glory of God that you cannot pay, so you would have to wear a body that can be judged and tormented and punished eternally. Even eternally is not even enough to pay back the eternal glory of God that he advanced to you when he gave you the eternal gospel.
当你冒犯了神永远的荣耀的时候，你现在的身体呢不可能复合受到这永远的惩罚的，所以你要受到新的身体来要承受这永远的惩罚。就是当你拒绝神赐给你那永远福音的时候，你要受到的这永远的惩罚。
So he's telling us something here about the eternal gospel, that the glory that the eternal gospel, the glory of God,that the eternal gospel contains, beholds, is an eternal glory. That's why it's called the eternal gospel.
换言之，这永远的福音拥有的就是神永远的荣耀，这就是为什么把它称之为永远的福音。
And so when you, a finite man, offend the infinite glory of God,
因此你们这有限的人类冒犯了神无限的荣耀的时候，
He's saying your judgment in hell is not a rehab center, it's not a rehabilitation center.
因为你们在地狱里受到审判，这不是一个重建的得以修复的中心，不是这样的地方。
It forms the nature of punishment, torment and judgment that will take place in hell.
因此在这所说的这永远的惩罚，就是你在地狱里头要受到的永远永永远远的刑罚痛苦。
You can see very clearly the Lord saying that being who you are and the glory of God is eternal, then if you reject the eternal gospel that bears the eternal glory of God, then you'll enter torment, judgment, punishmentIn the lake of burning sulfur, and you have to be punished forever and ever, but it's still not enough to pay back for the glory you abused when you rejected the eternal gospel.
当你拒绝神永远的荣耀的时候，这永远的荣耀存在的就是永远的，就是永远的福音存在的就是永远的荣耀。因此，当你拒绝这神，就是拥有永远荣耀的永远福音的时候，你要付出的就是永永远远的惩罚在地狱里头。因为你冒犯的，你侮辱的，就是神永远的荣耀。
Bwana anasema ya kwamba hilo atia ambalo utakuwa nalo uwezi kuilipa, kwa maana ni utukufu wa umilele wa Bwana ndio umedhihaki. Kwa hivyo sasa itabidi uwekwe pale jehanamu, uteswe pale milele na milele, na hata ukiteswa milele na milele pia bado haitoshi kulipisha lile utukufu wa umilele, umilele ambalo liko kwenye injili ya umilele. Kwa hivyo hili injili la umilele pia sasa ndiye inalenga, inaelekeza vile watu watahukumiwa kwenye ziwa la kibiriti la moto washayo bila kikomo. And so he's saying that the eternal gospel here essentially instructs the nature of judgment and torment that will take place in the lake of fire.
因此在这永远的福音告诉我们的这个事情是，如果你拒绝侮辱永远福音的时候，你在地狱女王里头要受到的永远的惩罚，这是非常的可怕。
The pastors who are playing around with the gospel and trying to mutilate it and change it around for their stomach, he's saying that there is a serious warning right here that your torment will be everlasting.
如果你看到一个牧师为了自己的肚子要改变这永远福音的话，他要受到的惩罚就是永永远远的。他要知道这个事实，这是实在的，永远的惩罚。
That your suffering, your punishment will be eternal.
你受到的痛苦，你受到的惩罚会是个永恒的。
Anyone that the gospel is preached to and they reject, your torment will be eternal.
任何一个听到了、受到了福音而拒绝的，你要受到的惩罚就是永远的。
And then he says there will be no weekends, there will be no holidays, there will be no night rest, there will be no night for those who worship the beast and his image.
那些拜兽并且兽像的那些人，他们要受到的惩罚就是这个永永远远的惩罚，是没有任何休息，没有任何这个度假，没有任何安息，没有任何晚间的休息。
On the part of God's people who keep his commands and remain faithful to Jesus.
那些拜兽和兽像受他名之印记的，昼夜不得安宁，圣者的忍耐就在此，他们是受神诫命和神耶稣真道的。什么叫忍耐？什么叫？
And who are these people of God? And under what circumstances is this instruction being given to them?
在什么的情况下，他们受到了这样的诫命、这样的指示，然后忍耐了呢？
And what does it mean to keep God's commands?
神的命令、神的诫命什么意思？
What does it mean to remain faithful to Christ under such circumstances? You remember this time now, the Antichrist.Is reigning and raging full throttle, full marks, full blast.
在什么样的情况下他们是忍耐并且持守遵守神诫命和耶稣真道的，就是敌基督。在这个时候呢，已经有敌基督出现。
Even the present day church that is living before the rapture of the church.
这里头呢，要赐给你们被提之前教会给你们的指示。这里已经有给你们的指示。
I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write this."
我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下。
The dead who die in the Lord from now. What does it mean to die in the Lord?
从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。在主里面而死是什么意思？
Why are they blessed when they die in
the Lord? 他们在主里面死了，为什么有福呢？
And so that's going to be very key. What is the instruction that the church is getting from this?
这会非常的核心内容，这赐给教会的指示了。现在
，In other words, he's saying there are two types of death.
换言之，那有两种类型的死亡。
There are those who die in their sin.
那些死在自己罪恶里头的。
That is the worst thing that can ever happen to you.
那是发生在你身上的事情当中最糟糕的、最恶劣的事情。你就是死在你的罪恶里头。
The second death is when you die in the Lord, not in your sin, but in the Lord.
并且第二种死就是在主里面死，不是在你罪恶里头死。
So we're going to look at this. It's a very long, it's a tall order here. It's a very mighty message here.
并且这里头有非常强大的信息，我们要查看的。
Yes, says the Spirit of the Lord.
是的，圣灵说。
They will rest from their labor.
他们是息了自己的劳苦。
Their deeds will follow them.
做工的果效也属于着他们。
To labor for the Lord. Is the church doing it now? Are you doing it now?
你现在为耶稣受苦受劳苦吗？作为教会。
Remember, when the children of Israel were laboring and they needed rest, then they were brought into God's rest in the promised land.
记得当神的儿女。为了神的国度，为了神的福音劳苦的时候，神把他们带到神的国度去，在那得着神的安息。
In the promised land.
在应许之地。
Remember that when the disciples of Jesus labored for Jesus, then they went, at the end of it, they went into God's rest.
记得耶稣的门徒为了耶稣受苦受难之后，最后呢，最终的他们的结局呢，都进入到耶稣基督的安息里。
Jesus prevailed for the sake of the gospel, for the Lord, then at the end he went and entered into God's rest.
记得耶稣基督本身为了这个救赎他的使命他的事工受苦受难最后呢进到神的国度神的右边那你呢
If you want to enter God's rest, have you labored for the Lord?
如果你愿意进入神的安息里头你为神的国度受苦受难劳苦了吗因为你做工的果效就属于着你
Then the question I'll ask is, what deeds will follow you? Do you have any deeds you've done for the Lord that will follow you up there?
那就我要问你这个问题了，你为主做了什么样的事工了吗？你所做的工的果效有什么可以跟随你去的？我们非常的知道。
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 talks about standing before the judgment seat of Christ to receive your rewards in heaven.
我们知道的很清楚，林后五章的十节在那描述的就是站在基督审判台面前来受到神发给你赏赐的事情。
So, have you as a person, as a Christian, have you labored enough that you have deeds that will follow you for your reward?
因此作为基督徒作为一个信徒你为主为主的福音做好了充分的足够的做好了受苦受难一切的苦功来到时候你所做的做工的果效会随着你去吗因此我们来跟你我们要跟你们分享这一切的内容来要分享这永远的福音然后现在就立刻开始
Continuing where we ended yesterday.
那昨天我们结束的地方来开始讲。
Yesterday we reached a point where the Lord was now revealing the eternal gospel, revealing it to Adam and Eve, telling them, look, the sacrifice was already prepared, and we saw Genesis chapter 3:15.
我们昨天看到的就是创世纪亚当和夏娃给他们已经预备好的神的永远的福音子为他们预备好的救赎创世纪三章十五节描述的内容
Adam where are you?
亚当你在哪里
the Lord now the hand of grace the Lord now reaching out to his fallen children
我们看到了神恩典的膀臂现在神要抵达到他世上的儿女
Genesis 3:21 that finally you know, the first death takes place symbolizing the death that had happened at the laying before the laying of the foundation of the earth when Christ was preordained to be the Messiah to be the Savior that would save fallen men
并且创世三章的二十一节我们查看的就是神最终为他们安排好的预备好的耶稣基督就是作为一个牺牲祭的
the slaughtering of that lamb in Genesis 3:21 symbolizes the Christ that was preordained when he set up the eternal gospel in the realm of eternity before creation. Now, the blood being introduced, the blood that we worship today, the Lamb of God whom we worship being introduced now to Adam and Eve.
创世3章的21节 在那儿描述的就是杀了一只羊然后把那个皮来做他们的衣服这个意思就是指的就是耶稣基督的牺牲作为牺牲祭的耶稣基督是创世以前为他们为堕落的人类预备好的神的安排就是永远的福音。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 24.
那我们一起看一下创世3章的24节。
I want to go through the following scriptures and walk with you step by step to help you understand even more about the eternal gospel that the Lord is saying must be restored at the pulpit.
我要读一下如下的经文来要帮助你们让你们去明白一下神愿意这个讲台的恢复修复来要给你们传达的永远的福音的内容。
Then he was no more because God took him away.
创世纪5章的24。 以诺与神同行神将他举起他就不再失了。创世纪12的1到3节。
God introducing the eternal gospel that was prepared way in advance.
在座的主给你们介绍这永远的福音。
Before creation.
创造之前,
Look at how he introduces it here. The Lord God said to Abraham,
神预备的, 耶和华对亚伯兰说,
Go from your country,
你要离开本地,
your people,
本族,
and your father's house,
父家,
your father's household to the land I will show you.
往我所要指示的, 指示你的地区,
I'll make you into a great nation.
我必叫你成为大国,
and I'll bless you.
我必赐福给你,
I'll make your name great.
叫你的名伟大,
and you will be a blessing.
你也要叫别人得福,
and then I'll bless those who bless you.
为你祝福的, 我必赐福你他,
and whoever curses you,
那咒诅你的,
I will curse.
我必咒诅他,
and all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
So look at that. He was pointing at the coming of the Messiah.
因此看一下在这主指出来的即将来临的弥赛亚。
He was pointing at the coming of the Messiah.
指出来即将来临的弥赛亚。
He was pointing at how the Messiah would come with this tremendous gospel that would baptize all people that accept believe.
指出来这即将来的弥赛亚怎么样拿过来这强大的福音来要施洗所以接受他福音的人并且这个即将来的弥赛亚怎么会成为整个国家的祝福所有全球的祝福14 and 20 14 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 and 20 14
the Lama.
亚伯兰杀败基大喇嘛和与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙维谷迎接他。沙维谷就是王谷。
Melchizedek, my king is righteous, king of righteousness. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接。饼和酒就代表着这永远的福音，神创造之前已经命令，主耶稣基督已经定他，命定他来做一个完全的牺牲祭来献出来的。他是至高神的祭司，
God Most High.
至高神就是 Elion， 他是 Elion 的祭司。
And he blessed Abraham. He blessed Abraham.
他祝福了亚伯兰
，saying, "Blessed be Abraham by God Most High Elion."
愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
Creator of heaven and earth.
至高神创造天地的，这是非常的强大，蒙福的人们。
Very, very serious right now.
非常非常的严肃。
God again introducing the eternal sacrifice, the eternal gospel that will bring redemption to fallen man.
神再次的介绍了这永远的福音，永远的祭物，带给人拯救的。
That sacrifice had to be perfect.
这个祭物，这个牺牲必须要完全。
Had to be perfect.
这个祭司也必须要完全。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 7:26 it says.
7:26, 希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews chapter 7:26.
希伯来书七章的二十六。
He says the following.
他说的如下。
But the high priest truly meets our need.
像这样圣洁无邪恶
One who is holy,
无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司原是与我们合宜的
Exalted above the heavens,
是高过诸天的大祭司
let us read this and also read the book of Leviticus.
我们也一起读一下利未记吧
Chapter 21:17-22
利未记二十一的十七到二十二。
Very good. He says, "Say to Aaron, for the generations to come, no one can come, no one again for generations to come. None of your descendants who has a defect may come near to offer the food of his God."
你告诉亚伦说，你世世代代的后裔，凡有残疾的都不可进前来献他神的食物。
May come near.
因为凡有残疾的，无论是瞎眼的、瘸腿的、塌鼻子的、肢体有余的、
or deformed,
折脚折手的、
no man with a crippled foot,
驼背的、
or hand.Or who has a hunchback,
驼背的
or a dwarf,
矮矬的
or who has any eye defect,
眼睛有毛病的
or who has festering or running sores or damaged testicles,
常显的常借的或是损坏甚至的
No descendant of Aaron, no descendant of Aaron the priest,
都不可进前来
is to come near to present the food offering to the Lord.
都不可进前来祭司亚伦的后裔凡有残疾的都不可进前来将火祭献给耶和华他有残疾不可进前来献神的食物如果他有残疾不可进前来献神的食物神的食物无论是圣的至生的他都如果希伯来书七章二十六节一起来看的话
and Hebrews 7:26 now explains why it was impossible for anybody to fulfill those requirements
是希伯来书的、七章二十六节现在说的就是任何一个人能够达到这个水平的。
In other words, the Lord again pointing the generation to the eternal sacrifice, the eternal gospel that would save them.
换言之，主先就指出来，能够拯救你们这一代的那永远的福音，像这样圣洁无瑕恶
truly meets our need.
就是达到了我们需要的这种高大祭司，我们所需要的一切条件都满足的这个大祭司，像这样圣洁。无邪恶无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司因此，利未记
would be perfect and fulfill that. So this was merely symbolism.
因此，利未记二十一章在那描述的对祭司的要求呢，其实没有任何一个人可以达到的标准。在这其实指出来的，在这象征的就是耶稣基督弥赛亚完全的基督耶稣，就是希伯来书七章二十六节所描述的完全的大祭司耶稣基督。 就因此利未记二十一章呢只不过是个象征的意思。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 21, defining the priesthood. Only the grace of God could allow anybody fit that requirement, that perfect model of God, because all men have at least a defect.
因为随着一切的人，随着一切人都有起码有一个问题，就是圣洁的一个问题。因此，只有神的恩典才让你能够达到神这个要求，神对你的这种完全的要求。
Chapter 53 verse 9 says.
以赛亚53:9。
God still revealing the eternal gospel.
神仍然显示出这永远的福音。
He prepared and preordained before the creation of time.
这创造时间之前，神已经预备好的，他这永远的恩典。
He was assigned a grave with the wicked.
他虽然为行抢暴，
in his death.
口中也没有诡诈。
Though he had done no violence.
人还使他与恶人同埋。
Look at how perfect he is. The Lord revealing in the Old Testament the perfect gospel, the eternal grace, the eternal gospel that would come.
主在旧约圣经里头已经显示了，已经暗示了那即将来临的那永完全的祭司，完全的祭物，就是神永恒的恩典，永恒的永远的福音。
In the Old Testament, the Lord was actually now revealing the eternal gospel that He prepared and preordained before time.
就是在旧约圣经里头已经显示出来那永远的福音，那创造时间之前他已经预备好的，他命定好的。领后五章的二十一节。
Again, the Lord talked about this very perfect sacrifice, the perfect eternal gospel that He brought us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
在这段描述主带过来的这完全的祭物，完全的牺牲，以后五章的二十一。
To be sin for us. So he was perfect. Only he can stand before God and take away the sin of man. Nobody else can. The blood of a goat cannot. The blood of a bull cannot. The blood of a heifer cannot. Only the Messiah. So whenever they offered those animals, they were simply pointing to the Messiah already preordained to take away the sin of man. In the eternal sacrifice, the perfect gospel, the everlasting gospel.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，在这非常完全的描述了主耶稣基督替我们的这个赎罪祭。因此赎你罪的并不是山羊绵羊什么牛的血，不是动物的血，能够洗你罪的只有时间创造时间之前，在这举出来永远的福音，为我们预备好的，为了拯救堕落的人。
The eternal grace of God.
神永远的恩典。
Because he says nobody could be without sin.
因为没有任何一个人没有罪。
I said if you ever sat in front of a cobbler stitching your shoes and trying to cut some akala to balance up the side that is eaten up, then the cobblers as they are doing so they always say, ndio hivyo ndio kuwa nasemanga kila mtu ni kiwete.What is that?
如果任何一个人
really, really, Kiwete, they said, well, okay, let me give you a discount, Nikilema. It was very shocking that he talked to me that way. So,
其实一般所有的人如果修理鞋底的话，修理鞋底的话，每个人穿的鞋那个鞋跟就是其实没有两只鞋不是个统一的一个这个统一的，就是
Kiwete kweli? Yes, Kiwete kweli.
kiweke kweli. Akasema sawa, basi wacha nikupatie discount. Basi kila mtu
wacha niseme ni kilema.
Wacha niseme tu ni kilema.
No, but it's so every person has a defect, in other words.
Kila mtu akona
kasoro, kama ni
kilema.
Even when they are perfect, really perfect, 两只鞋跟铜样的磨损，总是一只鞋的鞋跟磨损的比另一只鞋多一点。每个人都是这样的，换言之，没有任何一个人就是达到完全的一个地步，每个人都有身体的那种问题。
因此当以色列人现在仍然这个赎罪日，他们这个赎罪日的节日的时候，他们拿着动物的血来献祭，可是任何一个动物的血不可能洗净人类的罪，只有耶稣基督的血才能够洗净人的罪。
通过他来，我们才能够成为神的供应。这是非常严重的事实。
He asked, "Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" Declares the sovereign Lord.
主耶，我说恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的吗？ 不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道，存活吗？
And the role of the gospel is pointing there, the eternal gospel, is to turn people from their wicked ways and live life eternal.
永远的福音，这永远福音的角色就是让人离开罪恶，转离罪恶，归向神，归到这圣洁公义的神，这样来得着永生。
And he says,
他说,
Ezekiel 32,
32, 18-32,
"So I take no pleasure in the death of anyone," declares the sovereign Lord.
主耶和华说, 我不喜悦那死人之死, 所以你们当回头而存活, 悔改, 然后存活。
The eternal gospel has that role of bringing people to the knowledge of repentance, knowledge of Christ, and then live eternally.
永远的福音有这个能力，有这个角色，让人达到认识神、认识主耶稣基督的这个认识上来。这就是这一代讲台应该要传讲的信息。其实这一代的讲台没有传讲这样的信息，因为这一代的讲台教会有太多的罪。这是为什么主呼求你们这一代。
It says in the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 8.
13:8.
Look at what it says there.
看一下主怎么说。
Revelation 13:8.
启示录13:8.
It says all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记载被杀死、羔羊生车上的人。 没有记载被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。看一下这个世界被造之来，创世以前已经这个神的羔羊已经被杀了。这是非常的强大蒙福的人们。 他说，First Peter chapter 1:1-2。
Don't worry, I'll explain to you all this eventually together. I'll summarize it for you at the end. Because of time, I'm trying to clear this.
彼得前书一章的一节，我读完圣经之后，我跟你们好好的解释，因为时间的关系，先读一下经文。耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太加帕多加亚西亚比图尼地区的
Knowledge of God the Father, meaning chosen before time was created.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，换言之先见就是创世以前已经拣选了。借着圣灵的成圣，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。欢迎在这里头，你们可以看到神的计划，好让你得早成圣。这是永远的福音，永有的内容。在这过程当中，让你去顺服耶稣基督，让耶稣的宝血洒在你的身体，洒在你身。愿恩惠平安多多的交给你们。第三节神说
He says, praise be to God.The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
In His great mercy,
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
That is powerful. That all this God had planned earlier before creating the world.
非常的强大，这随着一切在神创造世界之前已经设定好的。
13 verse 35 as I begin to wind down this section.
13, 马太十三主啊，马太。
Matthew chapter 13, 35.
35, 35. 马太十三的三十五。
He told them again.13:35. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet.
35.
I will open my mouth in parables.
这是要应验先知的话，说我要开口用比喻。
And utter things hidden since the creation of the world.
把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。
Talking about how it was concealed.The eternal gospel until the creation, then it was revealed to Adam and Eve, and revealed to Enoch, revealed to Noah when Noah was being saved into the boat. That was the same grace.Being revealed to humanity.
看一下在这描述的就是神把永远的福音怎么样的藏起来，就是创世以前已经预备好的、设立好的、制定好的这永远的福音，一直到亚当和夏娃出现，给他们显现，然后开始以诺，开始挪亚，就给他们看的这永远的福音。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3 says,
4, 4, 最终给人类显现的希伯来四章的三节
Hebrews 4:3, time is running real fast. He says, now we who have believed enter that rest.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说
Just as God has said,
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全
了。
在这个地方主说神所做的神的功，如果你没有相信他创始之功，你不可能进入神的安息里。恩典的事工，永远福音的事工，可是一切永远的福音有关的事工，在创造世界之前已经都成立完成的。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 he says
1-9
step by step
一步的走
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 he says He has saved us and called us to a holy life
神救了我们以圣召 叫我们
not because of anything we have done,
不是按我们的行为
but because of His own purpose and grace,
乃是按他的旨意和恩典
This grace was given us in Christ Jesus,
这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里
the beginning of time.
赐给我们的就是万古之先。那现在你理解了为什么神把它称之为永远的福音，永恒的恩典，万古之先。就是时间开始之前，神已经预备好了。
So we're going to take one short worship break. When I come back, I'll go deeper into the eternal gospel now, much deeper, and the role is supposed to be playing when preached at the pulpit.After which we will now be in full, complete understanding of what the Lord wants restored at the altar.
因此，现在稍微休息，然后听敬拜之后，我再来要跟你们分享一下更深的内容。有个永远的福音，神愿意修复神的讲台，然后从神的通过这个神的修复好的讲台来要传递给你们的这永远的福音。
In the restoring of the altar right now.
好，让你们明白一下，完全的、彻底的明白神现在为什么要求你们修复讲台。
We are trending number one globally on Twitter right now as I speak.
我现在说话的时候，我们推到全世界地位潮流了。
We have been trending number one globally for some time now.
我们一段时间一直站着全世界地位了。
And we are trending number one in Kenya also.
肯亚在全世界地位。
Number one in Finland.
芬兰在第一位。
Number one in the Federal Republic of Germany.
德国在第一位。
We are trending in South Korea.
韩国在领先。
We are trending in Portugal.
葡萄牙在领先。
And many, many other nations. Very powerful. So just a short worship break right now.
并且很多很多其他的国家因此稍微我们休息然后再来五分钟然后我们就开始进入 更深的地方
flies up here and announces, proclaims that eternal gospel.
我们已经看过天使飞在空中宣布这永远的福音
And we see that they pronounce with power, with power.
并且我们都知道，他们宣布的说，大声说，拿着能力来说。
Now that power with which the church is required to transmit the eternal gospel is being exuded now. Yesterday, a cripple got up and blind for 20 years, 23 years actually, blind for 23 years, eyes opened yesterday.
这就是现在主要求你们教会传出去这永远福音的时候，从你身上要发出来的。神愿意你这个传出去的这永远的福音带着这个能力来的好像我们昨天就是也有个睁开眼睛的23年的瞎子都得医治
restored to the pulpit and preached believe you in Swahili preached correctly he brings power and miracles and wonders
换言之这永远的福音通过这修复好的讲台来准确地传出去的话这会带来能力医治神迹启示 这所有残疾人站起来吓着睁开眼睛的事情发生
that the purpose of the eternal gospel to be preached restored at the pulpit is essentially to gather a people for Christ Jesus for his kingdom because the devil is also gathering some people for his own going to hell
因此修复好的讲台来传出去的永远的福音永远福音的角色就是为了耶稣基督为了耶稣基督的国度要聚集起来他的百姓因为仇敌难他们也聚集起来自己的人他们也为了撒旦的国度自己也聚集起来
the reason the angels pronounce the eternal gospel the whole earth because the whole earth the whole world will be judgedSo we must reach the whole world with the gospel and prepare them for the kingdom of God other than judgment.
因此你明白天使为什么会在空中面向整个地球所有的地球来传讲这永远的福音因为整个世界都是要受到神审判的对象因此必须要从中要拯救人的灵魂。
And so we will see this very shortly.
因此很快我们会查看这一切
The book of Acts chapter 17
使徒行传的十七
The book of Acts chapter 17
使徒行传的十七
I'm going to read the book of Acts chapter 17
使徒行传的十七章
I'm reading the book of Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传17.
And I'm reading verse 6.
6节.
As we take the short break, I'm reading Acts 17 verse 6.
使徒行传17的6节.
This is what he says here.
这是主说的话.
But when they did not find them,
当他们找不着他们的时候,
they dragged Jason,
就把耶孙
and other believers
和几个弟兄
before the city officials
拉到地方官那里
shouting
喊叫说
these men have caused trouble all over the whole world
那搅乱天下的也到这里来了
these men who have caused trouble all over the whole world have now come here
这个人就是那搅乱天下的，也到这里来了。
I want to ask you one thing.
我要问你一件事情。
As a present day Christian,
诸位先进的基督徒,
if you were to be arrested,
如果你被逮,
presented before the Sanhedrin,
被抓住, 勉强地让你出现在公会前,
would they have enough evidence to charge you that using the gospel of Jesus, you have caused enough trouble in the whole world against the kingdom of Satan?
然后他们说，他们有充分的证据来要把你这个放在监狱里头， 因为你针对这个撒旦的国度，就是整个世界，针对整个世界， 你就继续传出耶稣基督的福音了。
They arrested you now. Would they have sufficient evidence that using the gospel of Jesus, you've caused so much trouble? Ya kwamba umeleta shida kubwa sana dunia nzima ukitumia injili ya Yesu.
他们有充分的证据，就告发你说，你通过你拿着耶稣基督的福音来搅乱了天下了，这个天下是属于撒旦的，你就搅乱了。
In the kingdom of Satan, caused them serious trouble by converting people to Jesus.
这一来呢，让我们好好的搅乱整个撒旦的天下，好让人们都接受我们传的福音来要改变。弥赛亚要来了。
Break that, I'll be back.
稍微休息，然后再来。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Blessed people. Well, Matthew chapter 24, again verse 14, he says, and this gospel of the kingdom of God will be preached to the whole world
as
a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
传出去,
and that's why you see the angel proclaiming the eternal gospel to the whole world. In other words, in our preaching, we must reach all nations, all tribes, all languages.
这福音，耶稣基督永远的福音，必须要传到所有的全球的每一个角落，各国各方各民各族都受到这个福音，然后才有结束。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 5.
4:5. 路加4:5.
This is what he says.
他说的如下,
the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 5.
路加4:5.
And the devil led him to a high place.
魔鬼又领他上了高山。
And showed him in an instant.
霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看.
All the kingdoms of the world.
这世界所有的国度.
And the devil led him to a high place.
世上的国度对他说, 把他带到高山.
And showed him in an instant.
霎时间把天下的万国.
All the kingdoms of the world.
世上的所有的国家都指给他看。
When the fall took place in the garden, the enemy essentially was given everything, all the nations.
因此，伊甸园堕落发生的时候，其实仇敌得着了谁的一切地上的国度。
And that is why.
这就是为什么。
The Lord is now looking to a time as this, when the eternal gospel would be restored fully at the pulpit, at the altar of the Lord.
主愿意看到这个时间，就是这永远的福音在主的讲台呢，受到完全恢复的这个时间。
That the eternal gospel that has power may reach the ends of the earth.
因为永远的福音有力量有能力能够抵达到地球的所有的地极要传降到所有国家因为神的审判要来了他要审判所有的国家启示录十六章十二节神说
The sixth angel poured out his bowl.
第六位天使把碗倒在
the great river Euphrates,
伯拉大河上
and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east.
河水就干了，要给那从日出之地所来的众王预备道路。
Three impure spirits that looked like frogs came out.Of the mouth of the dragon,
我又看见三个污秽的灵，好像青蛙从龙口兽口，从龙口兽口并假先知的口中出来，兽的口、龙的口、兽的口，并且假先知的口中出来。
Remember that false prophet will be very wealthy.
记得这个假先知是非常有财富的人。
And he will be close to God's people so he can access the temple and put the image there.
他接近着神的百姓然后进入神的殿再来迎接他们的。
There are demonic spirits that perform signs.
他们本是鬼魔的灵。
And they go to the kings of the world, the whole world.
施行奇事出去到普天下。
On the great day of God Almighty.
出去到普天下众王那里叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战。
Then they gathered the kings together to a place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon.
那三个鬼魔便叫众王聚集在一处希伯来话叫做哈米吉多顿你看得很清楚
that as the angels of the Lord go out to gather people using the eternal gospel gather them for Jesus for the kingdom of God
神的天使亚威的天使飞在空中要传永远的福音来聚集人来要归给主耶稣基督为耶稣基督聚集人
whenThe angels of the Lord fly mid-air here, proclaiming the eternal gospel to gather out the people for Jesus, for the kingdom of God.
当仰威神的天使飞在空中传讲永远的福音，让人聚集在一起要归给耶稣的时候，为耶稣聚集在一起。
Then the enemy on the other side is also gathering people for himself.
仇敌也在自己的地自己的领域那要聚集起来属于自己的百姓自己的人因此主的祭坛要得以恢复的修复的时间就现在了这是仇敌抵得到他们之前你来先要抵得到他们要抓住他们把他们的灵魂拯救出来
Revelation 17, I read one or two verses here and then we'll close it tonight.
启示录十七的一到二节
It says here very clearly, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me,
拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说
Come, I'll show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits by many waters.
你到这里来, 我将坐在众水上的大淫妇, 所要受的刑罚, 他所要受的刑罚指给你看, 地上的君王, 他行淫, 住在地上的居民,
with the wine of her adulteries.
喝醉了他淫乱的酒,
that is serious.
这是非常的严重。
And then verse 15 it says,
15节,
then the angel said to me,
那天使跟我说,
the waters you saw,
你所看见,
where the prostitute sits,
那淫妇坐的众水,
are peoples,
就是多民,
multitudes,
多人,
nations,
多国,
languages,
多方,
in other words, she takes over the whole world.
换言之,她占领了整个世界了。
And I remember when the Lord showed me that vision.
我记得当主让我看到那个异象的时候,
He showed me the vision of that prostitute of Revelation.
他让我看到这启示录的淫妇, 那个异象当中,
When I read further, you would have seen that she's dressed in scarlet and all that kind of dressing.
如果我跟你仔细说明的话, 她穿的衣服是紫色, 紫色的衣服。
And in that tremendous vision,
在那讲到的异象当中,
I was reading the Bible and then I fell asleep.
我读了圣经, 然后睡了。
And immediately the Lord brought me to that vision of Revelation.
立刻主把我带到这启示录的异象当中。
And then I saw,
然后我看见,
I saw this woman seated on a beast.
我看见这个淫妇坐在兽的上边。
And then came very close to me. The Lord brought her very close to me with a beast up to almost a meter.
然后呢, 非常近距离的把我带到他的旁边, 就是把他们带到我的旁边, 不到一米左右的那么近距离的让我看到。
So she was seated on the beast, and then the Lord brought them close to me about 1 meter.
她坐在,
there is this very tremendous vision. Then the Swahili just begins to mess up. Always, it looks like it's very common right now.
这淫妇坐在兽的上边, 然后呢, 就是主把我带到非常近距离的让我看他们, 不到一米的地方,
inside that vision,
在那个异象当中,
and then I saw,
然后我看见,
that she was seated on the beast,
她坐在, 淫妇坐在兽的上边,
and the beast lowered himself down like this,
而那兽, 放低了自己的姿态,
disembark,
放低自己的这个身子，然后让她坐上。 我就看到了这个女人穿的衣服, 非常淫乱的衣服。
And I saw even the upper room of a storied building where the kings were, where they were having adultery with her.
并且我都看到了那个楼阁在那树上的君王怎么的这个淫妇做这个淫乱的事情, 她穿了非常短的迷你裙, 之后呢,
red cloth,
非常红色的衣服,
later when I read the Bible, then I realized that was scarlet.
之后我才发现这是紫色, 圣经当中我发现这是紫色, scarlet. 之后呢,
the beast lowers himself for her to climb on it.
这个兽呢，这个低下来了自己的身子，让它能够抬上自己的身子上边。 然后主把我拉进到这个兽的附近, 在这个瞬间,
the beast has many heads.
这兽有很多的手头,
the biggest head is the lion, the one that looks like the head of a lion. It's now bigger than the rest of the heads.
它中心的最重要的头呢, 比剩下的其他的头还大得多, 然后狮子的头,
also the heads of the leopards.
然后也有豹子的头。
So the Lord brought him very, very close.
一直主把我非常近距离的让我拉近了。
Another message.
然后给我了另一个讯息。
But I'm bringing it now because it's mentioned here in Revelation 17.
我现在给你们介绍这些，因为启示录17章在这描述到这个淫妇坐在众水，因此她坐在这个众水之上。
At a time when the angels of God are coming to pronounce the gospel.
当神的天使出来要传讲神永远福音的时候,
very swift, very fast to the whole earth.
很快的，就是飞在整个全球的上空。可是这个淫妇呢，坐在众水的上边。并且这众水指的是什么？十五节就给我们描述。这多民、多人、多国、多方，意味着整个地球。仇敌有计划来占领全球，来占领所有的、所有全球的灵魂。因此，天使为什么飞快的速度来飞在空中，要传讲神永远的福音？因为要比他们现在要得到人的灵魂
里。The wooden pulpit, the heavenly pulpit, that now the altar of God may be restored and the eternal gospel preached out very fast before the enemy takes everybody.
因此2021年12月8号神降下来的木材的讲台来让我们传讲这永远的福音是为什么呢？就是比仇敌先，比他先要抵达到人的灵魂里头，这永远的福音飞快的快速的要传出去。事前的仇敌要抵达到那些灵魂之前，你来先抵达到我们必须要比他们比仇敌快。
You seated on represent the tribes, the languages, the communities, the peoples, the nations, the whole earth.
因为淫妇坐在众水上啊，就众水指的是所有的国家、所有的民族、所有的这个语言、所有的百姓。
Restore the altar of the Lord.
这是要修复主祭坛的时间了。
I've seen the coming of the Messiah.
因为我见过弥赛亚的来临。
And I've seen the terrible times after the rapture of the church.
并且我见过教会被提之后可怕的时间临到地球。但最终
There is unbelievable persecution for worshiping Jesus.
那有难以置信的逼迫临到那些敬拜主耶稣基督的人身上，为了维持神的道。
So those of you who want to receive the Lord, I want to close it here because people are going to work in the morning.
因此我愿意跟你们一起接受，带领着你们要接受迎接祷告，跟我一起祷告讲这个主耶稣基督。
Lord, today I repent of all my sins.
主啊，今天我悔改我所有的罪。
And receive you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior.
在我心中接受你作为我的主和救主。
And I ask you my Lord Jesus.
我请求我的主耶稣
To come into my heart.
来到我心中。
And be my Lord and Savior.
成为我的主和救主。
Lord, establish your word inside my heart.
主啊，在我心中建立你的话语。
And fill me with the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵来充满我。
Lord, give me an urgency to reach out with your gospel, the eternal gospel.
主啊，给我紧迫性，拿着主永远的福音来抵达到灵魂去。这一来让我去改变这个世界。
The enemy takes them for himself.
仇敌来占领之前。
Empower me with the Holy Spirit, my Lord Jesus.
我的主耶稣用圣灵来把能力赐给我。
Establish me in holiness.
在圣洁里头建立我。
And righteousness.
在公义里头。
In the name of Jesus.
以讲他的耶稣圣名而求。
I am born again.
我重生了。
Amen.
Amen.
So this brings the end.To our Monday evening service.
因此这是我们星期礼拜的结束了。
But I want you to know.
可是我要知道一下。
The Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
I have seen the coming of the Messiah.
我见过弥赛亚的来临。
And the church he takes is a holy church.
并且他提走的是圣洁的教会。
So God willing, we'll see you tomorrow or we'll see you on Wednesday.
因此神愿意见到你明天星期二或者星期三。
There's a message still at this place.On the pulpit, the vision of the pulpit, God Lord.
仍然有很大的信息等着你们，就是有跟要恢复的神的讲台有关的信息。
The pastors.
神要求你们牧师来悔改。
Repentance among the clergy, the practitioners at the pulpit.
现在讲台那传讲主信息的你们牧师牧者，你们要悔改。
Of prosperity and money and immorality.Must be purged out of the holy altar of Yahweh, the Lord Yahweh.
现在必须那繁荣福音、朽坏的福音、世上的福音、金钱的福音，你们传讲的必须要除灭掉，必须要洁净，可以洁净这个时间。
The gospel of the blood of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, the gospel of power for the cripples to get up and walk away.
这个时间必须要圣洁的福音、十字架的福音、神永远的福音，必须要传出去。耶稣基督的福音，为了那残疾人得意。医治
Messiah,
站起来行走，弥赛亚要来了。
Remember that I have seen the coming of the King, the coming of the Messiah.
记得我已经见过君王的来临，弥赛亚的来临。
Prepare the way of the Lord.
预备主的道路。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Toda raba.
Toda raba.
Leitraot.
Leitraot.